Okay, we are holding Perek Shlishi. Daf Mem Zayin. Ach Megas, in order to name on a Chayovim Lachkar Al Inyan Yichud, are we required to research B'derech HaYiyun with our intellect? Is it a requirement in law or not? Who tells us that we really, this is actually a question which many is asking, who says that you really require to research it intellect, the oneness, the unity of Hashem? Why is that not enough just to accept with all the details? Omar, I would say as following. Anyone who has the ability and the capacity to be choker, and this union of the unification of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem is one. But Daimeloi, in anything which is close to this, anything which is depending on intellect, which intellect could actually grasp, anything which could be, with logical arguments, could be explained. You required to research on it. And how much I required? Fi hasagosoi, according to your ability, the kohayach hakaros and the beilot, in the full comprehension capacity, you have to immerse yourself in this research. In other words, you're not potter. You can't relieve yourself in this responsibility of researching in this area. You have fully to go on. Require Gdam to be ready. Said it in the beginning, B'tchilas HaSefer, in advance, at the beginning of our Sefer, Min HaDvorim HaMarim Chiyuv, which are proved to the Psukim, all the evidence that shows that we are required. In Yom HaShesh Bodai. We said it, we brought all the proofs. All the smiths fall in the category to Yedat HaYom, V'Shavai Sorevecho, you should know, you should be convinced today, V'Shavai Sorevecho, bring in the knowledge into your heart, as Shem Elokim V'Shamayim V'Ma'al, Kodesh Baruch Hu is God. From heavens and above, and the oris mitochas, from earth and below, ain oid, nobody's outside of him. So obviously it's Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Wherever you look, everything is Hashem. B'shamayim imahan, or oris mitochas, all over, is Hashem one. And the Torah says in this pasuk, v'dato hayom, you should be aware of it, you should know it. Hashem v'yisal v'echo, and bring in this knowledge, you should bring in to your heart. So obviously the Torah, the pasuk, clearly requires you to know it as full capacity as much as your knowledge could go about it. But Mis'alem Machkoi, in anyone who is Mis'alem, he withdraws, he says, listen, what's the point? I mean, I know it, I'll be told, and I say it, and I will say it day and night, and I have no problem of accepting it. Why do you have to research on it? If they got up 5:30 in the morning, learn Shara Yichud, and be going and say, why? I know it. I could sleep very well without this whole. It says, why? It says, Harizem Meguna. Harizem Meguna, how would you say in English Meguna? His grace. Then this person is given. Nechshav is Kusirat Min HaMekatzrin BeChochmo Ibermaseh. He's Mekatzer, he's shortening. He's shorthanding himself. But it does not do enough BeChochmo, in wisdom, in capacity, in intellect, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. Uber Masa is cheating in Chokhmah, Uber Masa. And also is cheating himself and eventually ends up in deeds too. It's not only a matter of philosophy which we're talking about, a matter of just for the sake of argument's sake, just for the. It's a matter which affects the Masa. The deeds of a man is being affected eventually. Because you see, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk without Ayah, we should know that the intellect is the Shvay Sevech, bring it into your heart. That the heart obviously is connected to Masa. That's what they're connected to doing. The heart is the one who's activating the man to the motivation and the instinct. A man has to be instinctively aware and close and desirous to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the proper Jew. And if you come to that madrega, to that level, that you should be instinctively desiring to serve instinctively desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that could only be accomplished if it's the fullest level of the Yedat HaYom, of the intellect, understanding. Because after all, the intellect could dominate the heart and control the heart. Udoyme, and this man who doesn't want to think, he doesn't want to get to that level.
Feelings. I mean,
what?
feeling is the only thing that's happening. The mind that controls the feelings?
The mind controls the feelings in the beginning and eventually creates feelings.
Desire, because of desire.
Eventually, I mean, the feelings of a man could be molded. Could be molded by the understanding. A child is born with feelings, with natural instincts. Man has that natural instinct. But this natural instinct could be remolded into new type of an instinct, whatever the mind of a man develops. The more you know something, the more you appreciate something, your knowledge, little by little, you shift your instinct towards what you appreciate in your mind. This is the pshat in the pasuk, v'data yoyim v'shavai senecho. To know that Hashem is v'shamayim v'al 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 v'al. The more you develop in your idea, in knowledge, the more it becomes elevavecho, becomes a part of your heart. This man is compared to a sick man, shiboki v'cholia. He knows his disease, v'derech v'fiyosai, and he knows he's sick, and what the sickness is, but to heal himself from this disease, samachal roif is totally depending on his doctor, shemrapo is healing him, the karma meaning refers to all kind of medications. He knows, v'misatzel la'ayim b'chachmos, but he's lazy, immerse himself in his chokhmah, his svarosa, in his logic, in the medication the doctor prescribes. So if he takes the right medication, he will know if not. But Yochel Amad said, he could have actually become a little doctor himself. You know, a man who is very sick for a pretty long time, he goes to doctors, he becomes a little doctor himself. He knows all the medication, knows all the medicines, and all the impact of the medicine, the side effect of the medicine. And sometimes the more he knows and understands it himself, he himself knows how to regulate himself. He's being effective with one medicine, knows what he's allowed to take, what he's not allowed to take, or what medicine he has to take as an antidote, or the side effect of the previous medicine. He knows. Now what would be a man who is lazy to learn anything about his own medication? He's completely reliant on the doctor. Everything is a complaint called the doctor. Okay, let's have all the medicine. And he just like a robot follows. Now, he's also living on this medicine, but it's a totally different than the man who understands it. Because a sick man always has complications. Always new things are coming up. And you can't have your doctor always on your side 24 hours a day. Like you don't have a 24 hours doctor and then feeds you and every little thing what is happening. So it's appropriate, since you're crucially sick, and you can't have a doctor and every time new complications may come up, that should be required, that you should study, ask every time the doctor why exactly this medicine, what is this medicine doing, and little by little, you don't become a doctor for everyone, because you become a doctor for yourself, and it's okay that you could, doctor lets you play around with it with your own medication, to monitor it. It's beautiful that the Chavis Shavuot says, that a man is compared, in this respect, in the lackingness of the knowledge, in the lackingness of the awareness, and the lackingness of feeling that we all was in one beautiful designed unity of service, and every second of your life is a unique part of the service of HaKadosh Baruch of Shema Yisrael Hashem V'Hashem Echad. And that's a disease. Because of that we have depressions, because of that we have letdowns, because of that we're getting lost, we're not relying on Hashem, if we don't have self-appreciation for our own existence. All the problems of people, literally all the problems which we go through in life comes from one source, because we underestimate, we don't appreciate our role in life, we don't know what we are accomplishing in life, period. Because we don't understand the Musa, we don't understand that Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and He makes everything as one, He created the world as one for one purpose, and this thing is being accomplished through Am Yisrael to the Jewish nation. You are part of Am Yisrael, and everything which Baruch Hu brings across to you is a crucial part to accomplish, to deliver this achievement. And because we're not fully aware of it, if we would have been aware of it at all times, and we would have lived it with excitement, then there would never be a situation that you wouldn't appreciate. Then you could very well understand, you could have said a brocha and something bad happening to you, just as you say a brocha, something good happening to you, the same simcha, the same rejoice, because you know, that's the only way you could deliver your person, your function, why Kodesh Baruch Hu created you. And if you can do it with simcha, it's pshat, because you're not fully aware. So what is the medication? Medication is, at all given situation, how do you apply this knowledge in day-to-day life that you should be able to identify yourself with it, and it should be positive to you. So you get all kind of, now all these beautiful arguments and learning what you're learning and explanation what you're learning, or you have the tapes that you could hear this back again. This is medication. So every time when you have a side effect, you start getting weak, you're getting lost a little bit, so take this medicine, hear this shiur, hear this cassette, hear this, learn this prayer, and you revive it, you're getting back to yourself. But the person who's lazy doesn't want to learn about this medicine, doesn't want to learn all this detailed philosophical beautiful points that should become ingrained in you, should become a part of you. You see, totally depending on somebody, you have to learn to be a spiritual psychologist, so give a little boost here, a little injection there. But you could give yourself injections once you understand it well. That's what Chavis Salo says, the one who's lazy, he doesn't want to learn about it and understand it in detail, is you recognize the fact that we are sick, and we are sick. No question, nobody of us lives through 24 hours a day in a stable frame of mind, either not too high, either not too low. There's all those little things. And the truth of it, not because we are sick, but because the world has no stability. We always get surprises in life. In any given situation, we're getting surprises. And we should be able to react when things go very well, when things go absolutely not well, or whatever, if somebody steps on your toe and embarrasses you, how do you react at that time? You should become a rich man, you should be overset to whatever is happening to you. So that you need tremendous knowledge in his awareness, that you should always be able to apply the proper medication under these circumstances. You should be able to stable and be excited and be happy serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being part of this one beautiful great plan which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. So obviously without learning it, you're always depending on an outside doctor giving all these injections. It's not available. First of all, he doesn't know you as a patient as you would know yourself as a patient. You feel all your symptoms, you feel all your weaknesses. You know exactly what to apply. The different Chavis Salo is Titus. It's not only halachically, religiously required that you should be fully aware and knowledgeable anything that you could know, but it's also very practical. You can no way make a full good job on you unless anything that you could know, make sure that you should know. And don't be lazy, just living without knowledge.
It's 50% of the cure, if you know that you're sick.
It's 100%. Well, you know, if you're sick, yes. But let me tell you, it's not, I wouldn't say in the sense of Yiddishkeit, because Yiddishkeit, we know that we're... Even you're not sick, you don't have to be sick to be sick.
You have to improve.
See, when a man is stable all the time, and if in one person you get sick, then he's sick. You could be 100% stable, the situations are not stable. Let's say you are beautiful. You do the 100%, you do a 100% job, but you know when you get home, what kind of reception you're going to get from your wife? So you immediately change according to your reception of your wife. And then you open up the mail. A man is always confronted with circumstances, with surprises, and you have to be you're always vulnerable to things which affect you. And we know it, we're getting so instantly changed, our moods and everything, we react so interestingly about many things. Now, a real person, a real chosid, a real chavis hovavisid, who always lives with the concept, with understanding Hashem Achad, that person, really, should never be affected by anything. That's, the more you understand in depth Hashem Achad, you're going, you're living with holding Hashem's hand, and anything which comes a long way, you never get surprised, never get shocked, take it that way. You always take it a little, Hashem, you did it. You're always alert, always alert. There's a famous story, it's a Hasidic story, that in the time there was the war between Napoleon and Tsar Nikolai. Famous war. So Am Yisrael, in Poland, in Russia, where they divided themselves, they were siding, the men and women were siding with Napoleon, the Balatani were siding with them. With Tsar Nikolai, and there was a group, they were divided. One group of Yidden used to doubt that the Tsar should win, and the other group should find Napoleon should win. It's very interesting partial, but this is not going to be too wide. So it happens, that's what they say, that the Baratania, of course, was siding with the Tsar. He wanted the Tsar should win, because he was afraid Napoleon going to win. Listen what Napoleon had done.
Right.
Look America, look democracy. He killed more Jews than the Tsar. Tsar took away physical Jews, but Napoleon, with emancipation, with the freedom, he really liquidated the entire Jewry. I mean, 90% of we lost Judaism, we lost because of him. So that was the... So the same when Napoleon, with his army, conquered a certain town in Russia, and they were fleeing further deep into Russia to the Tsar's camps. Once they were overran a certain area by the French soldiers. And obviously, the Jews in general were siding with Napoleon. Napoleon was after about democracy them in general. So the French were very friendly to the Jews. But that's what he said. There was a Chosid, a very famous big Chosid of the Balatanya. And he happened to be in the camp of in the city where they were very close to the French generals, because they were accepted as being French friends. But the truth of the matter, he was the Tsar's side, and he became a spy. He was actually spying for the camp, for the army of the Tsar. And there was a meeting about a strategy meeting between the generals. There's two versions to the story. One version is, I think the one version is that Napoleon was at a meeting, but I don't think the story was that far. But one of the big generals, there was a meeting about the strategy, where they're going to go next. There was a big map lined out on the table. And this spy, this Hasidische Chosid in the Baratania, was a part of it as being friends to the French, I think, and they knew the towns and they needed the local people to tell them the roads and how to conquer. So he was sitting and helping him out, but in his mind, he really took exactly notes what the strategic is, in having the intention to giving it over to the Russian army, what he should defend himself. Actually, he was spying. So he wanted to take notes to remember all the details, but he couldn't take notes. It was obvious. So he had a stick. He had a stick which he was leaning on, and he went with his nails, and he made signs on the stick, on top of the stick, signs himself to remember certain points, whatever, or the design of the map, whatever it was. One of the generals, high generals, all of a sudden noticed that this man is not 100%, and he's trying to memorize things, and he noticed that there's something fishy with this man. You suspect him all of a sudden being a spy. All of a sudden, the general got up, he walks over to him, and says, "You are a spy. On the spot, you are a spy." And he puts his hand on his heartbeat. Put his hand on his heartbeat. Now, it's like a lie detector test. On the spot, to like surprise him. You are a spy. Now, if this man would have been a spy, his heart would start bumping away like who knows what. Because, it's a kind of brand new Hitler. On the thief, if he's not a spy, so what are you talking about? You will get scared of him. All of a sudden, you stole $1 million. What are you talking about? That's something which will not affect you. And you say, you have noble heartbeats. That's called the chosid. That's called, that he's always connected to Shem Echad. That nothing shocks him. Nothing shocks him. Nothing surprises him. Because he knows that he's a prophet of Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. He's always connected with us. That's what we have to be. I mean, this is the level, that's the madrega. If you, the Chakira, if you always live with the depth that without Hashem nothing is happening, there's no point of being worried. All you have to do your job, what you have to do. And anything which comes across of you, across to you, is everything from Hashem for the right purpose, and you're a crucial part of it. So you have good shock absorbers. You're protected from anything and everything. This is pshat vidato hayom. You should always be aware of full knowledge. It's not enough you should be very intellectual, but it should settle in your heart, that your heart should always feel content, relaxed, reliant. This is called the real bitochen. That's called bateach. We're going to learn this from Shara bitochen. That's called bitochen Hashem. But you bateach b'Hashem. You always rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, take a little infant which is in his mother's lap. She worries, my mother going to drop it, I'm not going to pay the rent, we're going to be dispossessed, we're not going to have what to eat. That's what David says, Kigomul Ali Imo. We are little infants on the arm of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who is being taken care. Now, whatever the mother does that goes into the car, comes out, and comes sit down, does it affect the little child? Nothing. If we are on a Kodesh Baruch Hu slept and always holding Hashem Echad, we are part of him, nothing on the world could shock us. But to get to this madrega, could only derech hakira. When all this knowledge becomes ingrained in you, that you know it, you use your full capacity and understanding to comprehend this point, then you could come to this level. And this is something which is practical that we should have. Practical we should have because we are always exposed to shocks. We're always exposed to situations which we totally non-expected. And therefore, a big man is, if you come all over to the bank, you want a lottery, you make $10 million. Look at this. it's just a stam. Or chas v'shalom, the opposite, he lost his entire world just 1 minute. Same thing. You could say the Berach Dynamis is the same thing, because everything is a Shem Echad. V'shumayim v'mar v'oretz mitochas ein oid, nothing outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is actually the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Not only to say it with your lips in the morning at night, Shema Hashem v'Shem Echad. You have to live it 24 hours a day. You're always with Hashem Echad. The Torah has already required us, and the proof, the proof that to bring it into your heart that you should be able to feel it, is through learning it with your intellect. The Pasuk says, he didn't bring it into his heart, but it does not to not knowledge, not wisdom. So you can see, in order to bring it into your heart, you have to develop the das and the wisdom. Omar David HaMelech also says, V'ata Shloim Ibni, you Shloim my son, Da es Elokei Yovicho, you should be know, be aware of God of your father, of Deyu, and servant. What does Da es Elokei Yovicho? What does Da es Elokecho? You should know you, God. Know the God of your father. Why doesn't he know? Why doesn't he know your God? Your God never is never a God if you don't know. He doesn't start to become your God until you know him. So it's not just know your God. I mean, if you don't know, it's not your God. But you may have a God of your father. You don't know. But my daddy told me. My daddy told me. And the God of your father, you may be having, but without knowing it. So David HaMelech tells him, be aware of the God of your father. God, the religion, the awareness of Hashem, which your father taught you, it's your requirement that you should acquire it yourself. It should become a knowledge of you, and then it becomes your God. Then it becomes your God. But it's not Shach Sadat, you know your God, because if you know him, it's not your God to begin with. And that's actually what we are saying in Shemin Esra, if you realize. So, Baruch Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. Elokei Abiseinu, the God of ancestors, of our fathers. Elokei Avrom, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. What is this? I mean, Elokei, is there so many gods? Is my God, the God of my parents, Abiseinu, and then Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov. The answer is, everyone, Avraham, had discovered a certain element of Hashem, which he was the source of discovery. Chesed of Hashem. Yitzchak discovered Gvura. Yaakov discovered Emes, Torah, Rachel, and Tiferet. And so all our Avoseinus, all our ancestors in every generation, had discovered a certain element of Hashem, which was appropriate to the discovery of those days. Every day expresses his saying. Every situation, every war, every experience reveals a certain awareness of Hashem which any other time, any other situation cannot deliver. I mean, in the previous generations and even till today, nobody could have ever known Hashem in his beauty and understanding Hashem as the ones who learned properly Hashem in Holocaust, what we went through the last 45-50 years. In other words, what Hashem could be learned of and understood of in the last 50 years, which is going on right now, this moment with us, could never be understood 200 years ago, 100 years ago. Just like the scientific world, this is the same thing. It's not only in religion. The continent, the scientific world is only an expression, a proof of it, what is available. Everything which you see today, which is around here, take this little digital tape recorder, and on a push button, all the... This is what is today available, which was not available before. So it's every door, every generation, and every day is expressing a certain knowledge, a certain awareness. And now in our requirement is to have all this available to us. We should have, we speak, Baruch Hashem, blessed be Hashem, first Elokeinu, the Hashem which I discovered, to my situation, I discovered. Then Elokei Avoseinu, all the Hashem which I inherited from my father. And then Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. This is what David HaMelech says, V'atu Shlomi B'ni, Shlomi B'ni, Shlomi my son. Da, it's not enough that you are my son and I gave it over to you and you're accepting it because I'm your father and you're accepting it blindly what I tell you. I'm recommending you, says David HaMelech. David HaMelech was a big man. Shlomo is also big. So if you want to be Shlomo Bini, Shlomo my son, in which sense? That you live on my discoveries, on my development, you're not fulfilling, and he commands him. Ra'ato, you, Shlomo Bini, Shlomo, also you're my son. Da, you have to know, Eselokei Avicha. You have to know yourself, the God of your father. Everything which I discovered and I gave over to you, what you have to work on it should become your own conquest. You should all have it on your own. And then you could really worship him b'lef sholem, with a full heart, b'nefesh chafetzo, with a desirous heart. Ki kol levovois doyresh Hashem. All hearts are searching for Hashem. We have to know the requirement of the b'chol levavkom. We have a requirement to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavkom with your entire heart. Now, since we say anything which you know here becomes a part of your heart, anything which you don't know here, you serve it as a robot. It's not a part of your heart. Comes out, if I have, let's say, 100 IQ, I have a capacity of 100 IQ, I'm required to search about Yedias Hashem 100% of IQ and take this full capacity of this into the heart, then I'm serving Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol lev with a full heart. But if I have 100 IQ and only using 40 IQ, the other 60 IQ, I become a robot servant. It's missing in the b'chol levav, in the whole heart, and not fulfilling it in the b'chol levavchem. If it says you have to do k'chol levav is Doyer Hashem, the whole heart, the entire heart, has to be Doyer Hashem, has to search for the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of the posts do be aware ki Hashem hu Elohim. You have to know that Hashem is the Elohim. As yesterday we explained, what is Elohim? Elohim is nature. And our job is to know Hashem. Sometimes it's Hashem hu Elohim. But to say with the word Hashem Elohim is worthless. You have to know that Hashem is Elohim. That nature, things which goes ordinary, is all being done by Hashem. Shemahave b'chol yom tomid, machadish b'chol yom tomid ma'asubesh. One of says asak veyu. I'm going to lift and elevate Hashem. Why? Ki Yod Hashemi, because he knows my name. In order asak veyu, in order you should elevate Hashem and respect Hashem and appreciate Hashem, is it quiet? Ki Yod Hashemi. Moment says, Kim Bezois is Halon Amis Halon. With this should be praised the one who is praiseworthy. Haskel v'yodeh oisi. Haskel, use your intellect v'yodeh oisi and know me. And by knowing me, then you're worthy to be appraised. Because if you know me, then it's going to be infection. You should continue to learn Torah. You should continue to learn Torah. Shokot means, how does it mean shokot in English? Shokot means on an ongoing basis, learn to never take off of learning Torah. Never stop of learning Torah. Why? Because learning Torah adds knowledge, and adds knowledge fills your heart. So therefore, there's a requirement. Anytime there's a piece of knowledge available, and you're not going after that, you're not fulfilling what we are talking about. You're not filling up your heart. And then, in that area where you're not filling up your heart, remains a vacuum, and that gives you apikorsis. That gives you questions. And you say, well, I don't have to have all the answers. I take it, I do it anyway. I'm accepting anyway. That's not right. But that's what the Mishnah said. Have a shocked little Torah. Always, intensively, be busy learning Torah. That means all the time develop your mind and feel your heart. The main of the Dhamma Shatoshila Apikoris, then you will always know how to answer the Apikoris when you ask the Apikoris such a question. He says, I don't have to know the answers, I don't deal with them. I don't answer him. I'm full at peace with it. No, as you said last time, the Maral says, Dhamma Shatoshila Apikoris Didoch. You have to learn to answer to yourself. You're not talking from an outside. From an outside Apikoris, you could stay away. But how about your own Apikoris? Your own questions coming up. You have to be able to answer your own questions. So what do you say? I'm not asking any questions. It's not so. If you're not asking questions, you're really in trouble. She'en yodeh lishal. Because you don't ask any questions, you're not developed, you're retarded. And you could be, in the physical, materialistic way, being fully developed man, you could be a lawyer, an accountant, even a psychologist, and a doctor. And the spiritual is a complete retarded Jew. Now, this atheist is not a retarded Jew, he has a position. But you happen to be a very religious, a very believing Jew, you have a little detailed thing, but you ask him basic questions, so I don't have to know about it, I just do it, my father told me. It's a simple robot, it's a retarded person. You're a retarded religious Jew, you have to be a living Jew. You have to be chayber. You have to live Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is simcha, something which you know. Now, otherwise, if you try to escape because of laziness, you have no time. You have to put your money, your time in career, in knowledge in career. And then when I ask questions, so I don't have to know. Then they declare to be a retarded person. Or you do have questions, but you don't have the answers because I do it anyhow. No, then you're a little apikoiris. You have to know how to answer to your apikoiris question. So how can you accomplish it? Through shkoyim Torah. The more you learn Torah, use your intellect, then these questions get answered. And this is an absolute requirement. Torah says, Shmartem, you should preserve a system, you should do everything. Shmartem, you preserve a system. First is Shmartem, this is in mind. And then a system, then you're going to do it. Ki chokhmaschem yidinaschem la'ein ha'amim. Because this is your wisdom and your intellect in the eyes of the nations. It's not possible that the nation should admit to us our advantage over our wisdom until they're going to testify for us with that absolute testimony. When is when are we really testifying and bringing clear testimony to the Goy, to the beauty of our Torah, and to the creation, and to the excitement of Shvi'efta Kodesh Baruch Hu? When? Not only when you're a practicing Jew. When you're a practicing Jew, so many, there's other many people who practice many types of religions. When they see your full excitement, when they see your full awareness, you feel that Hashem participates at all times. Let me give you an example, a very interesting example. If I would be a goy, an objective, intelligent goy, chas v'sholom, whatever, and my parents never taught me anything, never learned me, but I'm a very objective, that's a philosophical person, and I want to know what is religion. I go on Fifth Avenue, around 48th Street, 47th Street, you know, where you see all the Jewish merchants, there's the diamond dealers and all these things, Jews, this, Tamid HaChachamah. And I'm taking a stroll over there, and I want to know what religion is. And so see, this religious people, very pious religious people, but they're into materialistic life, physical life. Running around 47 cities with pockets with diamonds with jewelry, making business and transactions and all kind of things. Let me absorb them. What the religion is giving them as human beings, as normal human beings. Now, at the same time, it is going down to observe them. All of a sudden, it finds a bunch of Hare Krishnas there with the ponytails jumping, blah, blah, you know these guys. What will a simple man say? Look at this guy. The guy jumped from 4 o'clock in the morning for the next 14 hours to keep jumping. He's such excited, religious people. I mean, they're such a devoted people. Look at the excitement. And you see these tall boys and the man and the woman, the little children, all with his garments and jumping and such a full excitement and chanting. And the drums, and it goes on and on and on and on. Those are devoted people. Look at this Jews, they're nice, fancy guys with neckties and everything. You see no difference. They make business like anyone else. What do you want from their religion? Where is their religion? Would it be an analysis? That wouldn't be an analysis. Why? Because everyone could carry away with certain fanatism and to get away from the world. Religion is not how you devote yourself to God by disconnecting yourself from the world. Religion is be a part of the world, be a normal person, down to earth, and how do you bring in Hashem and your religion into normality? So when you observe it closer, and you see this business people, the way they talk to each other. On a handshake, they finish a deal of $50,000, and they wouldn't take back his words, because there's a Torah which governs there. And here you see a man who's losing money, says, Baruch Hashem. Meant to lose money, it's funny. Doesn't make nothing. He doesn't get panicky about losing money. Doesn't get intoxicated by making money. When he deals with religious people, as it should be, religious people who learn Chavis Salvovers, and it's always the heart is full up in them. This man, you proved beyond any doubt. This is the edus of Hashem that Hashem is involved in every segment of the world. If you look at the Hare Krishnas, yes, they're jumping, but just bring them down to earth a little bit, they just fall apart. They're falling apart. But when you see now, if we are the testament, the ki chokhmaschem v'naschem le'enu amim, we are the wisdom, and we are the testimony in the highest of the nations, that Hashem is in us. How do you bring it down? Only if you practice as a normal person, and as a normal person, no matter what is happening, and just think of peace, real peace in business world, in the medicine world. When you see real Elohim, pious Jews and pious women, unfortunately they're very internally ill in hospitals and everything. They may go through operations, the recuperations, the chemotherapies. The doctors and the nurses literally will go crazy about the godless order and the greatness of the man knows he's dying, he don't see anything, and he's fully smiling and thanking, and not grudging, and not bitter, and not everything, and because they accept Hashem, they're not afraid of dying, you know. they heal in Hashem's hand. Over there they're going to be Hashem's hand. It's not the one in a technical transition, which, you know, they have to depart from the family and go back to the previous family, which they have left behind them. Then it's Kichuch Masu and Asher Amen. You see, the person never fit. But you can never get to this Madrega unless you understand it yourself. As a robot Jew, you're panicking just like anyone else. Your reaction to anything is just like the guy, like anyone else. And this is the purpose. Our religion is not only for us. We represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's story in the whole world, Kichuch Masu and Asher Amen. And obviously you can never become a Shem's representative, that in any given situation, if you end up in a hospital, Chas V'Sholem, or end up in a prison, Chas V'Sholem, or if you end up in a business world, or in a bankruptcy called Chas V'Sholem, you're always the same one. You're with Hashem, and you never panic and everything. All the people around you is involved, you say, this is a Jew. Yes. Mikam Chesroel, who is like the Jewish people? Yisroel, Asher Bochoy Yisroel. Through Yisroel, I'm going to be Hashem, it's going to be beautified. This is our goal, what we are here down. That's what it is, Hashem is shifting us from place to place. Like we are salesmen don't live in one place. They've been traveling. We are traveling salesmen for the 50 years in this country and 30 years in this country. We finished the job, or we didn't finish the job. They didn't want to learn, so because Baruch Hu takes up, pulls up his army, ships up somewhere else. And we always have to know to how to adapt to the new situations and always be on top of it and to represent Hashem. You can't do this if you don't have your own knowledge. If you're not fully aware of it and you're not always stable in it, you're not representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Pesach says, the Shmart and the Sisem, you have to preserve all this knowledge. You have to do all this knowledge. In the eyes of the nations, you have to be a testimony. It could never be a testimony to them if you yourself are not aware of it, and yourself, you haven't got the stability. It's not possible they should admit to us. Until we're going to be proven it to us. Ah, you could say it's a mission impossible. Maybe it's required for us. Many times people say, but you ask Madrega from us, you ask such a high level of devotion. It's not possible. No, it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised already Yetzirah our Creator. Legalos Moses Hasichlos Masichlam. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised. I could say this stupid guy am ever going to learn. Let's say I'm going to do the best, but this guy never learns anyhow. He says no. The Torah promises eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu going to take away the curtain of stupidity from them. All of a sudden things will open up. The Shiroya Kvoidei Habohir. It's going to be exposed. The beautiful honor, the shining eye, the Osloni. If it's going to be a testimony to us, Alamitas Torah Seni. Eventually, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away the curtain of stupidity, the curtain of darkness will be taken away from the world, and it's going to be publicly manifested. Kasha Omar, like the Pesach says, V'holchu Goyim Le'oirech. The Goyim, the Gentiles, are going to go to your light. Yimelochim, and the kings and the ministers and the thinkers of the Goyim will go Le'noigaz Zarches, to the shine of your illumination. The more you're going to be the proper Jew, the more illuminate light you will give, and they're going to go to your light. Otherwise, this is Mashiach. The whole world will recognize it through who? This is the thing, that all of us Am Yisrael collected together are Mashiach. Do you know that? Everyone is a partial Mashiach. Now when we all get together, we all do, we all understand and we live accordingly, everyone is his business in his department, then we get united as a one nation. That one nation gets appointed, that one king, which is the representative of Am Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach. But in Melech Bnei Am, there couldn't be a king Mashiach if there is no a nation of Mashiach. The nation has to have a shaykhus to the Melech HaMashiach. What's the Melech HaMashiach? Molo Oris says he's going to spread knowledge to the world. But he can't spread knowledge if we are not spreading the knowledge. So everyone in his own little capacity, wherever you work, wherever you go, to your own family, to your own outside, whatever you practice, if you know it fully, you become a little mini Mashiach and a messenger in this area. And when the entire Am Yisrael is doing this job in collective, that becomes a global Mashiach, Malkeinu Bereshenu, when we have Mashiach with us. One person said, "Olcha amim rabim, many nations are going to go, but only going to say, 'Luchuba nala Hashem, let's go and let's climb the mountain to Kodesh Baruch Hu.'" Kodesh Baruch Hu, Navi, there is explained, mina seichel from intellect, and mina kosher from posuk, mina kabbalah, and from which we receive. Onu chayov le'ayim, we have, we are required, responsible to search and learn mamashenucha lahasik beruah bedatir. Anything which you could acquire, we definitely, in our seichel, we are required to do it. We not yoytze if we are not doing it. Okay, we're going to go through again on Nachman Tess, Perik Revi, fourth Perik. Ach, Ech Derech HaMechkar Al Mitzvah Seyuchot. What is the path to research on the truthness of His oneness? Masha on Itzrichim Ledata, what is important that we have to know Koidem in advance, before Shenachkor al Yichud, even before we're going to make the research on the unity. Oymar, I would say, Kol Devar Shemavakshon Ledaso Yisoy, anything which we want to know Him, understand, Keshem Istapkim Emitziusoy, what we have any doubt about the basic existence of Him, Tzorech Lishon Olav Tchila, before we have to research on His existence, Imunim Tzimla, if His existence or not. And only after after that, when we have already established the truthness of His existence, then we have to research what is He, the Echu, and how is He, the Lomuhu, and why is He. This is usually about anything. Now, for instance, when it comes for me a new product which I never saw before, in essence of quad, let's say plastic, before it was plastic, the first time you saw a piece of plastic, and you see with plastic a lot of things could be done, as they make today many things with plastic. Today even plastic became one of the most important part of construction part, even they make bricks and walls and you name it, anything could be done today with plastic. But you see a new product coming for you, and if you want to evaluate and analyze what could be done with plastic, the first thing you have to start understanding what is plastic coming from, how is it structured, how is it built, and what is the basic element of the plastic quality. And you can, if you don't know what plastic is, you could see a beautiful sugar block, which is strong as plastic, looks as plastic, and if you're going to try to make out of it what you make out of plastic, you're going to mold a nice pipe, whatever it is, the first time you're going to use it for some hot water, it's going to melt away. If you don't know where this element is coming, what the structure of the element is, you don't know what to do with it. We have to we have to come to the recognition that Hashem is one in every sense, in the truthness of the unity of Hashem, as we many times explained. What does it mean, Hashem is one? It means to say Hashem is one in everything. There's no movement and nothing is happening without Hashem's immediate involvement, designing and planning and doing. That's called Hashem Echad. Hashem is all over. It's called Hashgacha Pratit. And this is the mitzvah which we have to understand. We have to research. And the whole Shara Yichud, everything which we're learning here, is not to come to the evaluation with our own mind, to come to the record, is there a God? And how is God? Why is God? Because in those areas, as we said before, it's not something which we are required to find out with our own mind, because something which is not right to find out with our mind, because this is over beyond our mind. However, to find out, is Hashem involved in every segment of our life, every moment of our life? That, yes, that we have to find out, because the more you self-convince that Hashem is involved in everything, that changes your total life pattern, because then you know, you always live with Hashem, you never live alone. However, since this part of research is required, Hashem Echad, oneness, the truthness of the unity of Hashem, is required that we should be self-convinced. Because this is, the more you are self-convinced, the more it affects your personal private life. Therefore, we have to go back, we are forced to go back. If you research about the oneness of Hashem, we have to take the basic fundamental belief of Hashem, which you know Hashem does exist. How did I know that? Not because of research, because Hashem manifested Himself, He proved Himself to me. Through what? Through Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Mamat Har Sinai, to Kriyas Yam Suf. Hashem had made everything possible that we should see Him, we should hear Him, we should know Him. not based on our research. So obviously, if anything has to do to believe there exists a God, for that you don't have to make any research. It would be a chutzpah to make it, as I said last time, it would be a chutzpah of you asking me now, do you really exist? Are you really sitting here and talking? I mean, I'm here, don't you see me? And you say, well, I don't believe, prove it to me. I mean, then, something is wrong with you. If Hashem took the bother, and he took the bother, he could have made it differently. If Hashem took the bother, he made every move when he introduced himself the first time to the Jewish nation. He made everything mechutz miderech hateva, over beyond nature, and he manifested himself beyond any question of his existence, and the whole world had recognized the fact that the Pasuk says, Ato you horei soladas, you have been shown to know, Hashem Elokim, Hashem is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'shamayim Mamal, V'Oretz Mitochas Einoi. Oh, the heavens and above and earth below, that nobody outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we had seen. So that means, in order to accept me that I exist, for that would be a chutzpah that you need your own personal research to get convinced that you should know and that you have. Therefore I showed myself to you. However, when you go over and above this, which you have to research, that Hashem is involved in everything, the same Hashem Echad, the one Hashem which is so b'shmam ha'zdochas, He is involved in every second of your life, in every movement of this world. That nothing, ainoid milvada, absolute nothing is else. This is something which you have to be self-convinced. Now, since this is required, therefore, we have to use certain, after we know Hashem is in existence, based on this knowledge. Now, the more you will understand on your own research, besides Hashem showing to you, philosophically, Hashem, that will help you also, that will be a part of the ingredients, to better understand Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Just like any other element, you have to research the basic, as I said, you want to know what plastic is, for my case, you have to go first to the basic of how it's structured, how it's made, in order to know what to do with it. Same thing here, however, it's a little different. For my case, you could take apart, you could have put it on a microscope, you could make all kind of tests. Besides knowing it exists because you see it, but you could put it, take it apart and evaluate it. Hashem, you can, and that's what it says. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in order to shine the shalom. A person is not allowed to ask on Ela Ibim Hu Bilvad if he's alone. You can't make the same research about the existence of Hashem and what he is, what for he is, the same if he is alone, is he one absolute one. The only thing which you could ask of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Adam Rashai Nishalov, you're not allowed to question and ask on him, Ela only Ibim Hu Bilvad if he's alone. It didn't, mean if he's alone. Didn't Hashem leave room in this world where let the world be self-efficient without him? Actually, all this is also coming from him. Not that there is any other power. We shouldn't mistake. We have been shown that Kodesh Baruch Hu is alone. That the Pasuk says, Ato horeso lodav. You had been shown to know, and not to philosophize. You have been shown to know Kushem Elokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is God, B'shamayim Mimal, from heavens and above, from Oretz Mitochas, from earth below, Einoit. There's nobody outside of him. So this is again, this is something which is not out to philosophy. However, we could take now the world in existence, we could take it two ways. We could take it, yes, we accredit, we approve Hashem made everything, but now when he made it, he left it alone, just like a carpenter makes a table. He put it together and walks away, and the table remains a table, and the table is not depending on the carpenter anymore. The watchmaker makes the watch, winds them up, puts the batteries in, and the watch is on his own. It's not depending on his maker anymore. So we could very well believe what we saw. Hashem did create everything. He created everything. He made a world. He made a nature in the world, wind them up, gave the batteries into the world, and it's gone. And the world is now on its own. That is not a steal. There is no way contradiction with anything which we had saw in Sinai. If anything, we could be very easily be misled. Since Hashem proved everything in Sinai, that he does everything, he plays nature, he destroys nature, he does anything what he wants. And then all of a sudden, he withdraws and he goes back and is hiding and lets the world go on its natural course, we could be very well easily misled. That the world is on its own now, of course, all carried to God,
all credit to Hashem, he made it. But who says Hashem is now immediately involved in the Kiyum Ha'olam, the existence of the world, just like he was originally involved in creating the world? And this is actually the basic belief of the Gentiles. Gentiles do have a requirement to believe in the existence of Hashem, in one Hashem, and Hashem created the world. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, which is only Gentile has to believe that there is only one God and he created the world. And with that he fulfills his mitzvah. He does not have to believe in Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, that he's involved presently just as he was involved in creation. This is our requirement. To believe in Yichud Hashem is only our mitzvah. And this is that's the basic difference between a Yid and a Goy. Therefore we every morning and every night we declare Shema Yisrael. Understand Israel, be aware Israel, that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who created the world, who demonstrated himself to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamat Har Sinai, is Hashem Echad. This same Hashem is presently involved this second, making the world into existence. As we say in our tefillahs, HaMechadesh B'chol Yom Tomid, because B'chol is renewing all day long, continuously, my separation, the original creation of Bereshit. Just like Hashem, everyone agrees Hashem was involved, everyone has to agree and to believe Hashem was involved in my separation, in making the world, the beginning of the world, and no other element is involved in creating God, only Him, and that everyone has to give. You Israel have to say Mechadosh B'cholim, because B'cholim is just as much involved now, and that has to be researched. And that's the only thing which has to be researched, because that only if you are aware of it, right this moment, Hashem is doing whatever is going on with you. You could always meditate with Hashem, always accept Hashem, and never be let down and feeling that you're alone. And this is the requirement of a Jew. And after when we are going to be absolutely proven to our own research that his existence, then we're going to search on him if he's one or he's more than one. What does it mean more than one? Does it leave any energy in this world outside of him? The kasher is borel on she'echad. Once we will know that he's absolutely one, there's no element left outside of the Nachkar Aliyin Eichod, then you're going to ask, what kind of one is he? Well, come upon him, Yom Eichod, on how many conditions we will say. Is he this? Now we could, and as we explained it a few days ago, there's many opinions in Ashgocha Protis, in the medieval time, the Rishonim and Achronim, to what extent is Hashem involved? And we do see there's different opinions. Now, if you remember, I answered there is really no more. There's really only one opinion. Only the revelations gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But obviously, there is quotation saying, of course, Hashem is always running the world, as we said, B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis. But he's equally running the world, existing with the same input as at the original creation. Is the Kiyum Ha'olam requires the same involvement as the Ma'aseh Ha'olam, as doing the world, maintaining the world? Is it the same as around the world? I would say take a car. A car is not running. So you're turning on the engine and put the car into motion. So obviously involving certain elements in the car, you're using the starter. When using the starter, you need the batteries. You overload the battery time when you're using the batteries while you're starting the car. While you're starting the car, uses more gasoline. The carburetor has to feed more gasoline in order to combustion should start up the car. There's a certain involvement in starting a car. Now when the car is in motion, the same element is there. The carburetor, gasoline is there, but the starter is not in use at all. Because you don't need the starter now. Chas v'shalom, if you use the starter, why the car? You burn out your starter. And obviously you use much less gas. You put them in overdrive, even if you use less gas. And obviously, use less the batteries. Many, many things you use less once this thing is in motion, when the thing is an original creation. Right? Now the same thing I could say is following. Hashem is one. Hashem created the world. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is presently involved in Kiyum Olam, in maintaining, in running the world, just like he started the world in Ma'aseh Bereishis. But would you say, is it the same involvement? Or it's lesser of involvement? Of course he does it. Without him there could be no Kiyum Olam. But is he just as much involved today as he was in the original creation? So this is the question. Nachkar al inyan echad al kama po'om in yom echad. How many styles is there in the echad, in oneness of his involvement? Is it the same or not? If it's there, only if you're going to make this research, is kaim lo ne'yichad ha'sholem. Now we're really going to fulfill, accomplish the true Yichud HaSholem, the complete unity, Kuma Shomer HaKod HaKpoz HaShema Yisrael Shem HaKir Shem HaKod. How can therefore Anachnu Chayavim Lachkot Chila? This is what first we have to start to research, Hayesh Lo Olam Hazeh Boirim Lo, if there is a God to this world or not. Now not again, we're not going to learn this part, because one of the Yotzei those who say, even for this condition, I make again a preface for the whole concept, because it shouldn't be forgotten. The Chovis of Ovis, also in the next 5th, 6th Perek, which we're not going to learn, the whole basic philosophy is now not Hashem Echad, but in the existence of, is there Hashem or not? This is where the whole concept is on. So the Chovis make sure in this Hagdama, I'm not going to use the argument, is there a God, no God, because I have a basic question. Because to believe in the existence of God depends on my philosophical approval. Is there a God or not? No. We know there is a God. How do we know God? Because He showed Himself. He showed Himself, period. That's what Elokeinu. I think said it right in the beginning, Gustav Nochev said that. By the way, it's a very good thing to almost have it in mind. But every time it's a Boruch Atah Hashem, God bless you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. After Hashem Elokecho, love God, your God. We always say, every time Hashem speaks to us in the name of Hashem, and we relate back to Hashem, Hashem, we always identify Him after saying Hashem, Elokeinu. Boruch Atah Hashem, blessed are Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. Elokei Abiseinu, the God of our ancestors. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov. What is it? I mean, Boruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you God. It's because Elokeinu, because they are God. But you are more God to me than you God to anyone else. You are God to the whole world. Elokei Abiseinu, the God of my father. You're different? It's the same God. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. You remember what the emphasis of Elokeinu is? It's very important to know. With what is the exclusive our God? With that he showed himself to us, where he didn't show himself to somebody else. At a time when the Goy has to believe there is existing Hashem, but he never saw him. He never saw Hashem in his performance beyond any, I always say this is very fundamental, the difference between our religion, between all the other religions, is one thing, where all the other religions are founded on belief, and belief only. Our religion is founded on knowledge. A basic foundation of the Jewish faith of the Torah is knowledge. Ato horeisu ledas. You have been shown. Hashem says, I showed myself to you. Ledas, you should know, not to believe. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem is God, b'shamayim ma'alei v'tochas eino, nobody exists outside. Because every step which Hashem made towards us to establish our nationhood was done with public manifestation of existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He rules around the world. He made everything in a supernatural way. In every fact, he made first introduction. We were still not born. He had made us available, made us condition that we should desire to be born in the Jewish nation. But we were still in Mitzrayim. We were still just features in the womb of the mother. So were we incubated in the pregnancy stage in Egypt as a nation. And before we went out, before birth has been given, it has been given because we fought to get out. And why did we fought to get out? Because we recognized there is a God. How did he make it? He made a sort of Makos. He made a 10 plagues on the Mitzvah. And then the Tzius Mitzvah was a miraculous event. Instantly lifted up on Kamp and Shorim on the wings on the eagle, took us to Yerushalayim. The whole thing which took us to the Tzius Mitzvah. And then it took us into the desert, which again you couldn't remain, you couldn't exist there naturally. Then he made Kriyas Yamsuf, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifested on. Not only is he involved to prove that he's taking us out, but he's destroying the entire Egyptians, splitting the sea. He made, he showed his involvement in salvaging you just as much as he was involved in drowning the Egyptians and using nature against nature, splitting the sea. And Sisra Chorom of Yom, everything. And then Mamat Har Sinai was beyond everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to us, and Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, you got here, I've introduced ourselves. Kodesh Baruch Hu opened up all the heavens and all the earth. Wherever you looked, you saw only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This experience is Elokeinu, is only ours, only we saw it. So every time when you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you God, which God? Your chutzpah, you're asking which God? Elokeinu, our God, which you saw. You know it. A goy cannot say Elokeinu. A goy cannot say. So a goy who wants to make a bracha, which is allowed, because he's a good goy, a tzaddik, a noach. If noach wants to make a bracha, he believes in Hashem, you can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you God, Melech HaOlam, the King of the world. Because, you know, I believe you, God, you believe that you're running the world. But you can't say, Elokeinu, what is Elokeinu? Where are you? You're so intimately close to me. What is it? You, God, you're ever privately with me. What could you say, Elokeinu? Only we could say, Elokeinu. Because Hashem showed himself to us. This is Elokeinu. This is after Hashem Elokeinu, your God. This is Shema Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God. We have absolute proof he had showed himself to us. This I never saw in any place, but I said, you had chosen us from all the nations, and you elevated us from all languages. What does it mean, elevated? What does it mean, elevated? And we should expect that we elevated from all languages, that we could say Elokeinu, nobody else could say Elokeinu. The only thing which we have the roots of the world, which nobody has, there's only one exclusive right the Jewish people has, is to say Elokeinu. Everything else, every guy has to believe. To believe, but that we have to know. So therefore, when we open up the Shomer Esrei in the morning, what is the mitzvah? We say, every life, every generation demonstrates a certain demonstration of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and exclusively to you. And there is a certain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us as individuals, not as collective. I'm the God, you God. There's a mitzvah in every one of us to discover Hashem in your own beautiful, unique, private life. And that part of Hashem which you discover in your private experience life, nobody else could experience it because nobody else had your experience. Then no events should get lost, should go by without capitalizing and proving the point the way Hashem is interacting at this event. So every experience of our life which went through, the event went by, but the effect of that event remained. I saw you, Hashem. I recognize Hashem. Therefore, Hashem, once he shows himself as Ishmael Chomo, like he's a fighter, once he starts to make like a Zoke, like an old, once he's like a youthful, once he's merciless, once he's ruling and dominate with anger. In any given way, the way Hashem is relating to us, you always have to bring this Elokecho. Where do you discover it here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So even the event is long by, it's a year ago, 2 years ago, doesn't mean that it's lost. But the effect of this experience remains. Therefore, if we stay today, we speak for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 3,300 years later, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his original manifestation to us. So what do we say? We say, first of all, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Which Hashem? The existence of Hashem, which is based on his own. That we have to accept as belief. Hashem exists like the Ben Noach has to believe. But he said, wait a minute. After when I have the basic belief, the existence of Hashem, it says, Elokeinu. But my God, which I discovered you beyond any denial, my Hashem, in my personal life, that I saw Hashgacha Pratis in every time. Because since Hashem went out of the way in being involved in you, and you had seen Hashem in personal life, is this overall great Hashem, which is manifested in my private life as Elokeinu. And then, I'm not going to let by Elokei Avoseinu. My parents, my grandparents, also had this revelation in their experience in life of their Hashgacha Pratis. So if this thing has been passed over traditionally to you, so Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, my Hashem which I discovered, Elokei Avoseinu, and the discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our ancestors way by Tzius Mitzrayim, which every part of Hashem has been discovered, and they say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Before you Tzius Mitzrayim Hashem, Avraham already discovered a certain element of Hashem, and Yitzchak, Avraham already discovered the chesed of Hashem, and Yitzchak already discovered the gvura of Hashem, the din of Hashem, and Yaakov the emes of Hashem, and because of their discoveries. So I'm based on all this. So we do, we see, every time we open our mouth, we have to praise Hashem and bless Hashem and address Hashem in all facets. First, the existence of Hashem, which is not based on our recognition, Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, then Elokeinu, my God, which I discovered, Elokei Avoseinu, our ancestors, which is Yitzchak Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satoira, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. This is the requirement which we have at all time. Now, if you miss to address Hashem in the area which you discovered, the ancestors discovered, so Hashem says, why did I let myself be discovered? He told you should ignore me. I'm here. I showed myself to you. A goy cannot say Elokeinu. So obviously, what do we say? What the thing which the existence of Hashem is beyond the need that we should philosophize because Hashem showed himself. Now Avraham Avinu was not like that. Avraham Avinu came to recognize Hashem by pure philosophy. We are not in this respect. We have no right with Avraham. Avraham Avinu was a child of a generation of paganism, of total kfirah. And was no existence of Hashem recognized at all. His parents didn't taught him, his society didn't taught him, in a country his parents when manufacturing avoidance orders. What is manufacturing avoidance? They justified all kinds of theories of existences and worship these theories. And every time, which, like today, they, you always come up with new theories. Once you worship evolutionism, once you worship Darwinism, once you worship all kinds of things, which you start believing in this temporary time, in this concept of why the creation is in existence. And Avraham Avinu researched all of them. What does Chazal say? The magistrate of Avraham Avinu researched and worshipped over 3,000 Avodah Zarah. There wasn't an element, there wasn't a stone which had turned them upside down to research them. Until he came with his own philosophy to the recognition, to the belief there is Hashem. And after, when he discovered there is Hashem, and he discovered it, and he took it so seriously, it wasn't just like an other idol which you worship, because he was willing to pay his life for that, and he did, and he was tested and tested and tested until Hashem came and showed himself to him. The Yer Hashem Alav, Kodesh Baruch Hu manifested, Bris Ben Absorim, Kodesh Baruch Hu came. Right after, when Kodesh Baruch Hu came and he showed himself, here I am, he took all his philosophy and threw it away. Vehemim Hashem, now I believe in Hashem. Said, no matter how much I discovered it, my own understanding doesn't come close to that which Hashem went and manifested himself, showed himself. From now on, I'm believing. Because belief in this respect is much stronger than philosophy. Because belief has no boundaries, where philosophy is limited to your boundaries of your capacity of your understanding. So as long as Hashem had not shown himself, there was no room for belief to begin with. He has to, the only availability was philosophy, use philosophy. Therefore, it's being brought down that first Nisoy and the second Nisoy that he let himself throwing into the Kivshanesh, the fire furnace, is not mentioned in the Torah Shevik Sav at all. Why is it not mentioned in the Torah? The answer is because since that he had done, he threw himself into the fire based on his own conviction, of his own philosophy, that's not Torah. The determination of a man, the involvement of a man in the religion, which is based on his discovery, is not Torah. Torah is belief beyond your discovery. Therefore, also it was the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu. It's not in Torah Shebiksav. What is the, we mentioned the Torah, like Lechokhom Artucho, the Akedo, already things which Avraham Avinu, because Bayomer Hashem al Avram, Lechokhom, Hashem spoke to Avram, Lechokhom Artucho, go away. Ah, now Hashem speaks to you. Now this Hashem which you see, Hashem speaking to you, this is beyond your discovery, over and above the discovery. Now you're believing Hashem, and not knowing Hashem, and not believing Hashem. This is Torah. Torah is belief. Torah is belief. So in the area of Mitzias Hashem, of existence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to philosophize. What I'm going to do in the next fifth and sixth period to do philosophize is not in order to establish the fact, is there a God or not. The God is there, it doesn't have to be established, we know Him, we saw Him. But since there is a mitzvah to establish the involvement of Hashem in every second, Hashem Echad, this has been left yes for involvement, because every moment has to reinforce stronger the Elokeinu element. Because in Shem Echad, in oneness of Hashem, the Hashem is involved every minute, means that Elokeinu element becomes stronger. As longer we live, the stronger the Elokeinu becomes. When you see a pious Eloh Yid, an old man, he laughs of the world, he's content, he's peace. In the same way, when he was young, was pretty nervous, was pretty worried. Why, when he became old, he becomes like peaceful, anything which happens doesn't bother him, he laughs off the world. And you see, and I'm ordered to the opposite. The older he gets, the more tense he is, and nervous he is, and afraid he is, and his own security he is, and you have to hold his hand. By Az Yidin, Eloh Yid holds the hand of a young man, gives courage for a young man. You go always to the old man, you get a peacefulness, you get a contentment, it makes you less nervous. Go to Elamo Oretz, it's the opposite. The young man is supporting the old man. By Eloh Yidin, the old man is supporting the young man. Why? Because the Elokeinu, my God, of the old man, is much stronger than the Elokeinu of a young man. Because he discovered Hashem all his life, and all his experiences, there's no point of worrying, there's no point of running and chasing. He discovered that a man lives 70, 80 years, discovering every day, and more of his Hashem, he laughs off of you. Are you still young, old, you work in the same line, but you have not discovered Hashem to that extent. So if you say, Borichat Hashem, blessed be Hashem, the old, the young, says us alike. But Elokeinu, that you're my God, Elokeinu, that you're living, Hashem, living with Hashem, the more you lived with Hashem, the more you discovered Hashem, the more you're in peace with Hashem, the more you're part of Hashem, the more the world has no effect on you. Therefore, Ziknam or Tamid Chachom, the older Tamid Chachom, Data Misyashvas on him, his knowledge, his intellect becomes settled on him, that he lives his intellect because he experiences intellect. He saw it all around. So this is the mitzvah Shema Yisrael Shem Echad Shem Echad. The more you say Shkenu Shem Echad, the more you're self-convinced that Hashem is involved in every part of the thing, the more a part you become with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the mitzvah of growing in Yiddishkeit, steiging in Yiddishkeit, steiging with Dveikus Vashem, the Dovkupa. Because you discover every... So obviously, a young man couldn't have this Dveikus, this attachment to Hashem in feelings, than an old man, because the old man had seen Hashem much more often every second of his life. Yom li yom yabia oimer. Every day has his expression to say about Morabu Masech Hashem, how great are you Hashem. Kulam b'chokhma sisa. Everything is done with yuchokhma. Every day has his saying. Every day is a teaching. A day is a teacher. An experience is a teacher. So old man has a lot of teachers, has much more experience. The Elokeinu Hashem Echad of the old man is much stronger, self-convinced than the young man. So obviously this has to be researched, because that's the reason you're living for. Because Baruch gives you every extra days, gives you extra time, gives you extra experiences in order not to exist just a robot, just in order to discover Hashem in that. Now, in order to discover Hashem Echad, which is a requirement for the Sefer discover, we need now, after that, basically we know Hashem is our God, we know Hashem exists, we know Hashem is boundaryless. But now when we will philosophize based on that knowledge, which the Chavisul feels there is no danger in the time when you philosophize and you ask about the existence of Hashem, that there will be a one moment of vacuum of not believing in the existence of Hashem. It's not a fair, because we always fall back on a basic principle knowledge that Hashem is there. If I don't understand it, but I know I saw him anyway. What is the opposition which they oppose not to philosophize the existence of Hashem? They say, how do you philosophize? You bring all kind of intellectual arguments. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? And every time there's two sides. While you are in tackling the side, maybe no, and you bring proof why could there be a world without a God, there may be a danger that while you're tackling the svara, the logic, maybe there could be a world without a God, maybe for that second you will accept that svara is a strong svara before you get the rebuff, the answer against that. That second you may identify some with that thought, in that second you were a picoidus, in that second you were a non-believer, and that's what you're not allowed to be. You're not allowed to be a second as an unbeliever. That's the danger about philosophizing. But if we'll come to make sure, let's wait a second. We're not philosophizing, is there a God or not? For the sake, is there really a God or not? Obviously we know there is a God, we know him, we saw him. But now we want to understand philosophically also what we saw with our own eyes. So if there is a point of question in philosophy, is there or isn't there not, even while you're tackling the point, is there maybe not, doesn't mean that eliminated your basic knowledge that you saw him. You may be withdrawn the understanding of you seeing, but the seeing is still there. So there's never a vacuum of that. So this is a justification why he's allowed to be choker, why he's allowed to research the existence of Hashem. And it says, and it warns us, the whole reason why I'm going to learn the 56 things, the philosophy of existence, is not because for the sake it doesn't really exist. I don't need philosophy for that. We saw him. I just need it in order to make a better job on Hashem Echad, in the oneness of Hashem. Where there you have to be a philosopher. Because there you're not a picoidus if you don't approve that Hashem is involved in every given thing. If you say a certain thing, Hashem lets go on its own, he wind up nature, let be nature taking care on his own. Now, just give you an example. If you happen to be hungry, you're going to fast today, it's time to fast, you're fasting today. You're going to be hungry. Will you say, well, listen, Hashem made me to be hungry? No, it's nature, listen, I didn't eat, it's hungry, it's the stomach. No, Hashem made you to be hungry. The more you've out of Hashem, Hashem made you to be hungry. It's not you. If you don't eat, you're hungry. You have to, Hashem Echad means Hashem, but anything which has happened. Now what's the difference? What's the difference if you take nature takes its course? If you don't eat, you're hungry. Or Hashem makes you to be hungry. It's a great difference. What's the difference? Because if you don't eat and you're hungry, the tithes doesn't have an effect on you. All in the morning you say slichas, at night when you say aneinu in the tefillah, what all the long, what do you want? Of course I didn't eat, I'm hungry. What you say, when you're hungry, says, I'm hungry, why I'm hungry? Hashem made me to be hungry. Of course, I helped along in Ishtadlus. Hashem told me not to eat. But there's a reason why Hashem makes me hungry. To remember, there was a tzorah for the Yidin, they had to salvage themselves. There's a tzorah for the Yidin right now. And we're looking for Yeshua's Hashem. We're looking at the Mepholos Haman of today's time. And therefore, we are fasting, we're Mispala. So if Hashem makes me hungry, says, why does Hashem make me hungry? That Hashem Echad involvement with my personal life. So we could see how far we are still from this. Hashem Echad, Shema Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, because Hashem, a real Elohim, which is really fulfills the mitzvah Hashem Echad, never takes anything naturally. You have a toothache, you don't take it. Of course, you have a cavity, you have a toothache. Just take care. Fill up your cavity, finish, it's gone. No, cavity doesn't come by its own. And a toothache, how many people have cavity, don't have a toothache? How many people have toothaches that don't feel they have a toothache? Shaitin amargish. A shaitin doesn't feel. It's like, why is shaitin amargish? Because it doesn't invite, doesn't feel the environment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a second to second or day to day. He's lacking in Hashem Echad. That's the mitzvah to research in Hashem Echad. Never to let go a moment of experience of life, excluding Hashem of this world, that this is a cause of nature. Because the minute you rely on a cause of nature, which is true is a cause of nature, but you lack to recognize Hashem's involvement in that cause, you're detaching yourself from Hashem. It is a beautiful experience. You could discover Kodesh Baruch Hu right here, right there. You could say, why is there a cavity? Why does Hashem make me a cavity? He's talking about King Cheshbon Efesh, maybe that's for kosher and horror. Maybe I ate food which is not kosher enough and was not justified enough, whatever it is. So because of this natural cavity, which nobody thinks of it, and you think, why is Hashem involved? All of a sudden, you're improving your kosher standard and eating habit standards. Because you put in Hashem Echad even a little cavity, a natural cavity too. Of course, you have to go to the doctor too. That's other rabbi. Why going to doctors and other doctors in Hashem is healing because I improved my kosher standard? This is living the fact of Hashem Echad. After it has been totally proven to us that the world has a creator, he created a bechitcha, he renewed them. Then we could easier make the research in echad yosim echad. Is he totally involved alone, or he lets other elements be involved? All the elements which he created. Because he's bori echad. Even after that, we got convinced that he is involved alone. Nachkar ir echad. Then we're going to research: is the one which is involved? Is it the oiber? Is it only a passing stage, or is the echad ever the absolute one? Question is. Many times we could say, okay, there's a leaf shaking on the tree. Why is the leaf shaking on the tree? Because the wind blow. Why did the wind blow? The wind blow because wants to bring rain, wants to make the tzaddik give him a little fresh air. He's learning, it's hot, and says, Hashem, give him a little fresh air. Hashem, okay, brings him out a little wind, and he gets cooled off. So obviously, say the goal is Hashem's involvement is now to bring fresh air to the tzaddik. So the wind is the goal. Of Hashem's involvement was to bring the wind for the tzaddik. Was the goal to make the leaf shake? No. If a tree stands in the way of the wind, because God created nature, and the nature is that the wind goes through a tree, the leaves have to shake. So you say, see, let's say three standards. You could say, Hashem wanted to blow a wind. Hashem doesn't interfere with his nature. Therefore, since Hashem wants to blow a wind, nature has to take his course, and the leaf has to shake. He would say, does the leaf shake because Hashem wants him to shake? No, Hashem wants to bring a wind. The Kilu Kaviyocha Kodesh Baruch Hu is underneath natural rules. Since you want to blow a wind, the leaf has to shake. But the shaking of the leaf has no value for himself. This is totally not accepted. It's like you're taking out Hashem's involvement in the shaking of the tree. Then you could say no. Hashem obviously could bring a wind. And without the wind, the leaf should shake. Now why does the leaf shake? Because Hashem wants the leaf to shake, the leaf to shake in himself. There's a end goal in himself, and because Baruch Hu makes it so multiple value so much, that's why he brings the wind to the tzaddik. He also takes care of other businesses that the leaf has to shake too, and the leaf has to shake is for total reason. That's Hashem Echad. The same as you see, Hashem makes the wind to bring it to the tzaddik or to bring rain. The same Hashem Echad is one that the leaf has to shake. It's called Echad the Oiver and Echad the Emes. You could say, of course, the leaf shakes because Hashem makes him to shake. But why does Hashem make him to shake? Because this is a means to goal. The goal is the wind to the tzaddik, and this is a means to the goal. So you say, yeah, Hashem Echad, Hashem makes the leaf to shake, but it has no purpose. The only purpose is because it's subdued to other purpose, that the wind has to reach somewhere. So this is called Echad Emes Oiver. This is Echad Oiver. It's one which passes. But in himself, it has no end goal in himself. This is applied to a man. A man is limited. If I want to blow on you, and there's a paper standing in the way, the paper has to shake. So I say, of course, I make the paper shake. But is there a need in essence the paper should shake? No, except I want to pass the wind. Because a man is limited. But Hashem, there's no such a thing. If he wants to give a wind to make the tzaddik feel good, to wants to be grain, Hashem doesn't have to do an act and make the world to move because he's conditioned to his nature, because Baruch is not conditioned. And if the leaf shakes,
there's an end goal in the leaf shake just as much as the end goal the wind should reach wherever it reaches. That's called Echad HaEmes, the absolute oneness. Hashem oneness manifests himself in every movement, every movement. And obviously to that you have to philosophize, you have to look, because to discover what does the shake of a leaf give to this world presently, independent from the fact it's a byproduct of the wind blowing, to that you have to be a philosopher, a scientist. And if you remember, I said in the previous shiur, the concept, the butterfly concept, that today with science, we could pick up with a computer measurement, we could pick up a butterfly's movement, that the wavelengths which he makes with his wing could be traced down 3-4 years as it turns into a hurricane somewhere in the other end of the world. You could pick it up. Now you could see all of a sudden that a shake of a leaf is not so simple. A shake of a leaf makes great, great waves and may have an effect in some hurricane and some thunderstorm which is going three years down, and an airplane gets lost with 300 passengers, and all came from this shake leaf. And if you see all of a sudden an airplane got lost in a hurricane, it says in every person which is on the plane is individually measured, planned by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu already planned it in advance and it set up nature to take laws, and he made so. Might as well, when I'm sending a wind to this tzaddik to give him relief, might as well I'm going to do it in such a way that this leaf is going to shake, and this impact of this leaf shaking, the butterfly concept, will develop into a hurricane. Eventually these people are going to die in this hurricane, and these people have somewhere involved some way that they had affected the static which I'm making him the favor. Just like I drove the people out of Mitzrayim, I saved them to Kriyas Yamsuf and drowned the Mitzrayim simultaneously. Everything has itself this element of Kriyas Yamsuf, this double-edged sword, saving one, destroying the other. All of a sudden, Hashem Echad, you could put in every, and that's an endless, endless, endless meaning in depth, you know, when the more you search it. See the Hashem's involvement. It's called Echad Emes. What we have to tell on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and all these things and in Yonim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Like we said now, I just brought you a little element of a story. I brought you a shake of a leaf which is so innocent, and all of a sudden it could be directly involved in losing 300 lives, and those 300 lives are somewhere connected to this man for whom the wind was meant to be to save. It's a nice Kriyas Yamsuf in this one element. This is called a Saper Balabayim Minyona. Now we're going to get to this concept. We're going to be fulfilling the Inyan Yichud, to believe in one of the Baruch Hu. Now it's going to be totally completed in our Machshava, that knowing Hashem Echad in every factor, in every segment, without any kind of question. This is the Mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Now we know the Mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, what it is. Mitzvah Hashem in the seventh period, we're going to meet the fifth and the sixth period. In the seventh period, we're going to continue.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני אל שטרודל, KOLHL.com.